Let's go now to business news with Kim Savage. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Lisa.
We now know more about what went on behind the scenes of AMP's bid to sell its life insurance business to the global insurance firm Resolution Life. What have we found out?
Yeah, well, you might recall that earlier this week, AMP came out and said that its deal to sell its life insurance business it was a multi-billion dollar deal, was actually in jeopardy because of what it said was a blocking by the Reserve Bank due to some of the regulations that the Reserve Bank was saying that this deal didn't quite meet the threshold for. So what's happened is the Reserve Bank has today really some of the background around its decision making on this case and why it's essentially rejected the deal, coming out saying that the Resolution Life, this big global company that was looking to buy the business, first approached the RBNZ back in September last year. And it was at that point that the RBNZ gave advice to the company, which said that it didn't quite meet these requirements. These requirements being that the company had to have local assets ring-fenced here in New Zealand for the benefit of local policyholders. AMP actually had an exemption from that. It did have a local branch, but it didn't have to meet those regulations. So it was essentially hoping to pass on that exemption to Resolution Life in this deal, and the Reserve Bank has rejected that. But Resolution Life has only applied for formal approval last month. So the RBNZ saying that it was turned down because it didn't comply with the rules. And the bank said it did give all of the guidance required at the time last year as they were putting the deal together. And basically the Reserve Bank saying it's the company's fault that this deal looks like it's now going to fall over. And AMP says that it does now look unlikely to go ahead and that it's very disappointed with that. It was really banking on these proceeds to help compensate customers who'd been burnt by being ripped off for being charged for services that they hadn't received. That was all something that came out as part of the Royal Commission into Banking across in Australia as well. So certainly AMP not particularly happy about this decision, but the Reserve Bank saying it's the company's fault for not considering what regulations are required when they were coming up with this deal.
Okay, well, let's stick with the financial sector. And so a New Zealander has been appointed to NAB, which the parent company of BNZ.
Yes, Ross McEwan is his name, and he's just come from the Royal Bank of Scotland, in fact, where he's been since 2013. So before that, he was in Australia at the Commonwealth Bank over there. And then before that, he was the head of First NZ Capital here in New Zealand and AXA as well. So he's got a fairly extensive CV here, Australia and Scotland as well, before going to head up NAB. He will receive a salary of $2.5 million, which it is comparable to what other bank chief executives get. And it's a fair bit of money. He'll probably have to earn every cent of it. NAB, you might recall, was fairly hammered by that Royal Commission into Banking over in Australia. The chair, and Ken Henry, and the chief executive, Andrew Thorburn, in fact, actually quit earlier this year after being told by the commission they were singled out, saying that they hadn't actually learnt lessons from the misconduct from the bank. And so this really shores up, I guess, the leadership of NAB, BNZ's parent company, and gives them some clarity about the road going forward. So he'll take up his position sometime in the next few months.
And a quick trot around the markets.
Taking a look at the NZX top 50, up 12 points, just a tenth of a percent, finishes today at 10,753, and the New Zealand dollar at 67.8 US and 95.1 Australian.
Thanks, Kim. That's Kim Savage joining us this Friday with Business News.